like maybe a four piece.
Yeah.
Way back when.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Probably back then.
Well, you guys were nice enough to send me the brand new album. It's all recorded. It's available. It's just not released yet to the listening public. Unless they listen to this show, correct, they can hear the sweet, yeah, sweet unreleased tracks. I want to dig into the one. Ooh, delicious. The one that seems the most fitting to play if we're going to debut something. You guys are playing Friday the 13th. The album's Terror at Camp Brethren. So it makes sense we play that track, right?
Sure.
Excellent. All right, brand new for you. This is the one, the only, Brethren.
Tell me a story, spin me a yarn, string me a good lie, no whale tale at fireside. Such a spooky song that won't let me sleep at night. Add a spoonful of creepy pasta. Oh, such a spooky song that won't let me sleep at night.
Have it, creeps and kitties. Brand new unreleased tunes from Brethren. Terror at Camp Brethren. You can experience it live in your ears, in your eyes. Feel it in your heart. That might be two sizes too small. At the 21st annual Xmas in Scottville, happening at the Wise Hall next Friday, December the 13th. Also, album release party. Get your tickets now. You've got two tracks left. Do you guys want to tell me what they are? Is there anything we need to know about the songs?
Yeah, I would say that the next one maybe could be one, you know, we had mentioned the Corin tunes, that Bob, you had played something from Corin tunes. That's true. There's a song on there called Blinking Lights that we wrote during the pandemic. That's kind of about, you can probably, Scott, you can probably better describe it.
Yeah, it was kind of from the point of view of like how we all just became pixels for a while through our Zoom meetings and stuff like that.
Very true. I played a lot of Zoom shows.
And how many times, like, it sort of echoed that. And I saw a few comics, comic strips and memes and stuff like that sort of being like how much Zoom meetings were like seances or like, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Are you there? And so it's sort of playing on that. Yeah.
Yeah. Lovely.
Yeah. And it's, yeah. So blinking lights.
Okay. Let's go. You listen to CJSF 90.1 FM. Press the button. To go of the new tunes by the one and only Brevin, who I am joined here live in the studio in the double bearded flesh by Ian and Scott. That one was Blinking Lights to let us all know, you know, that time when we were just little blips on each other's screens. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes we still are, you know. If you guys are just tuning in, you listen to Rad Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM, bringing you the best in ska, punk, rockabilly, radio madness, each and every Thursday from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. This week, I am joined by the boys and brethren who are going to be playing next Friday at the infamous Wise Hall for the 21st annual Christmas in Skaville. 21 years, man. I heard from a little bird that Bobby Joe has officially passed the reins on to you. You guys are now the torchbearers.
Indeed, yeah, yeah. Last year, we were, I don't know exactly, I think it's partly because we we went into the Wise Hall. We knew the Anza Club wasn't quite big enough anymore for the events.
Correct.
We needed a larger venue, so we switched to the Wise Hall. It got became a much larger endeavor to deal with. So Bobby asked for help, and we joined in and helped out. And then Bobby's been doing it for like, I don't know, I think a dozen years or something like that. So
I thought she started it, no? Did she pick it up
from
someone
else? I think somebody else started it. I think it was a different ska band from the very that mm-hmm. started at the very beginning.
Yeah, and then Bobby took over.
Maybe it was like Car Mechanic or something. Like
no, it was now. it was actually a bigger band. You did the whole history. If you want to find out,
there's
on YouTube.
Oh.
During lockdown, we couldn't do a live Xmas in Scotland. So Bobby was like, I guess we won't do one. And I was like, well, wait a second.
Hold on. We have the internet.
And so Reese and I dressed up as the Grinch and Max, and we recorded I think it was like a one-hour special.
Oh, no. I watched that.
And it was,
I totally watched that.
It went through the history. And Bobby helped out. It was great. She went through and found so much of the old posters from previous shows, a listing of all the bands that have played over the years.
That's
so
wild.
And we didn't have like new material from all the bands. So you're basically just watching YouTube videos.
Just a clip show.
But
But it was something fun to do during the pandemic.
And if you watch through the whole thing, at the very end, you can watch Reese and I try to eat onions.
Mm. Oh, that's right. I remember that. I forgot about that.
Is it still on YouTube?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to dig that up later.
But, I mean, I think that it helped, like yourself, Johnny, that, like, I've been putting on shows since I was 16, so that helped, like, of the fact that, like, I was able to have the experience to do that, and so logistics and stuff like that I have a lot of experience in, so I think that helped. So,
make it happen. Yeah. I like it. I like to see that it's still happening. That's the main thing. We've got one more track, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe it's called Tightrope?
Correct.
Very good. Very good. Is there anything else you guys want to do to plug this in, or should we just jump into it? What do you guys feel like?
I mean, I guess I would say, the last thing I would just say, because say thank you to all of our bandmates who are out there.
Mm-hmm. You lazy sods don't even show up.
I'm not going to mention all of them. Because
two out of ten, that's a 20% return rate, guys.
They wouldn't fit, they probably wouldn't all fit in here.
We'd get cozy. We can rub elbows, it's fine.
Next time, we'll ask them all to come.
Yes.
Yes, all of them can come. I think that, like, obviously we wouldn't be able to make this album without all of them. Like, I may write some music on my acoustic guitar, but what it becomes is obviously so much bigger, so.
It's the powers of collaboration.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's awesome.
Fantastic. All right, let's dig into this last song. We got about, 15 minutes or so left. There's a couple other things I got queued up that we will get to. So this is the last song off of the entire brand new Terror at Camp Brethren. If you guys want to get all of it, you can rip most of it from this podcast. Then you got to search backwards to find Space Case.
We'll get the exact same amount of money in return.
As it goes. The internet has spoken. Music is free.
Correct.
But shows cost
and
money.
And shirts.
Yeah.
We're shirt salesmen.
That's basically, we do a lot of legwork to sell t-shirts.
Correct.
That's fine. All right, here you go. Brand new for you. This is Brethren.
Tightrope.
Thank you.
Immediately, I have questions. So, I'm aware, I've been listening to ska music for a very long time, and I'm aware of moon stomping, but I've never, ever once heard of someone tightrope walking on the moon. And I have questions about the physics of it.
It does sound
that's
difficult,
that's
right?
Fair.
And this, the logistics of, I mean, is a tightrope act still a feat on the moon when because the whole danger of tightrope walking is that you'll fall and succumb to gravity. But if you fall off a tightrope on the moon, it's just like a gentle float. There's really a low risk reward here.
Yeah, I don't think it's so much about the danger, but the difficulty. Because, staying on the tightrope.
Oh, you think that you might float off?
It's more like a trampoline.
Like 1 foot on and then 1 foot underneath to hold yourself on the tightrope.
Yeah,
I think it's like a matter of not flying off of the moon, like turning it into like a bowstring and just boing, and then you're space floating around. Oh, no.
The way your mind works sometimes, Scott.
Well, we started. I wrote that riff, that do 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 do, and then for whatever reason, I said, "Let's go walk in on the moon."
And I think it was too close to moonwalk.
No, it was too close to the "Let's go walk on the moon," which is the police song.
Walking on the moon.
And we didn't want to do it exactly like that. So that's tightrope walk on the moon. Because that's a thing that people do. But it also has another meaning.
Who's done that? Did Neil Armstrong tightrope?
No, it was like Apollo 13.
The one where they didn't actually get to the moon?
Yeah. That's why they're tightrope walking now.
Oh, I see. Tightrope walking to the moon.
Sure.
It's
why not?
The song. And a lot of stuff happens in it.
It is a song. It's a pretty good one.
Thanks,
I think it might be the favorite one on the album.
I'm not
gonna lie. It's a really good. It's got a good groove to
it. It's fun and silly.
Yeah, it's funny. That one kind of came together in that one of our saxophone players, Lawrence, wanted something that would constantly speed up.
Mm.
And so I wrote something that would constantly speed up, and it ended up kind of sounding very similar to like a Balkan type song at the end. With that do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And what's really cool, actually, that one especially that I thought was really cool, is that all four horn players are playing different things. So if you listen closely, yeah, there's four different horn lines going on at once.
But it all coalesced.
Yeah, and then there's lead guitar going on underneath everything. And so there's just a lot going on. And I have to say, like, listening back to the album, there's times where I, like, can't even hear my guitar because I'm just like, there is so much going on that I basically had to choose which do I want to hear when.
Yes.
And so that was a lot of the mixing, very different than, you know, mixing a smaller band, right?
That's
so
true.
It's like picking and choosing who has moments when. Yeah. So
when, you know, when it's all about pullbacks for letting the right thing shine through at the right moment, right?
Totally.
It's all about giving space so that other people can have center stage, right? It's give and takes. We got about 9 minutes left in the show. If you are just tuning in to listen to Rad Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM, I've been hanging out here for the past, 51 minutes and 24, 25, 26 seconds with the boys from Brethren, Scott and Ian, respectively.
Huh?
Boys, thank you so much for coming up. Thank you for sharing brand new music with me. You got a lot of shows you could bring this up to, and you keep coming up here to hang out with me in this weird basement all the time.
Well,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, but I think that I have a great admiration for you. Yeah.
Aww,
and just the way that the aesthetic and the way that you approach things. Like, I do. I have a great atmosphere. I know you're very DIY, and that's big for me. And I love that the fact that you're doing this because you want to support and like encourage the scene.
That's true.
And like, so I think we should thank you for the fact that you do this show and that bands get a chance to do that.
Let's all thank each other.
Yes.
Because the motto I live by is, if not you, then who, right? If you want to see something happen, just do it.
Yep.
And if you start and you can't do it yourself, other people will help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll work. Okay, I've got a present for you guys. Not physically, but musically.
A musical present.
Because I was talking earlier in the
Spiritual
show
Warriors.
About the band Spiritual Warriors, who I like a whole lot. I'm trying to get them on the show, but I realized they don't live around here, and I only bring in guests live because I don't know how the phone systems work since we moved stations. So I'm not sure if they go. So I'm going to play you the title track off of their first EP that came out in 2021.
Cool.
They have one called Indigenize that came out last year. And I think they're working on some new stuff as well that just got some awards put to it. It's
cool.
Only singles, but I don't know how to get that yet. So this is Spiritual Warriors. Check it out. Indigenous Roots Rock Reggae on CJSF.
Take away the sun dance. You can't take away the ghost dance. You can't take away the potlatch. You can't take away the smokehouse. Spiritual warrior of this time. 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 Hey na, hey, hey, ah, hey. Hey na, hey, hey, ah, hey, ah. Hey na, hey, hey, ah, hey. Hey na, hey, hey, ah, hey, ah. I'm a rock splasher, I'm a cold water bather, I'm a
in this time. Spiritual warrior of this time. Spiritual warrior of this time. Spiritual warrior of this time. These are our ways, and this is our time. You can't take it away, though you keep on trying. We have always been here. Oh, how could we? Can you
Spiritual Warriors, that off their debut EP, Ancestors. Go check them out. They're very, very good. If you see them coming in our city, which they don't do very often, go check it out. Support. Just go watch more ska and reggae. It's good for the soul, you know? Mm-hmm. Of course, you're listening to Rad Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. I've been hanging out with Scott.
Hello.
And Ian.
Hello.
Of Redren. You can go catch them at the Wise Hall, not this Friday, but next Friday, Friday the 13th, for the 21st annual Foley Work Christmas in Scaville. It's going to be a good time. You can get the tickets now. It's all available on Eventbrite. Just Google Xmas in Scaville. It will pop up. You can go or just walk to the Wise Hall. I guarantee if you show up, you can get in. There's lots of room. We'll all dance around. It'll be a good time. And there's nothing else going on that night. There's nothing happening.
There is nothing else happening.
It's the only event to do on the 13th.
The only
one. December. So go check it out because, I mean, you're just going to be sitting on your couch at home. You're going to be bored. You want to go dance on the 13th. That's what you need to do. So you got to go to the Wise Hall.
With Dead Bob's playing it.
No.
No, that's not true.
We double checked and they're not.
No, they're not. That is on December the 31st. You've got your dates mixed around here. Yeah, same with the Bonefish. They're also playing on the 31st.
Pearl.
But on the 13th, there is nothing going on except for the Wise Hall.
I don't know about that. But this is going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. I suggest you going out. Speaking of which, and a member of Dead Bob, who I love very nearly and dearly, Miss Christy Lee Audette, her band Wrong, released a brand new EP in October called the Halloween EP. And like everything, it's brilliant, and I love it very, very much. So I'm going to play you the shortest track on there because we're out of time. So this is Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. This is Wrong. I'm Johnny. Thanks for hanging out. That's Scott.
Hi.
That's Ian.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you guys all at the Wise Hall on the 13th. Okay. Take care of each other. We'll see y'all next week.